And then they say,
a grass widow?
I don't know how they call it. They use it to eat there, and then they say.
Yeah. Did you have a name, kind of an affectionate name you give your father and mother? Yeah.
No, we always call them daddy or mama. Mom okay. and daddy, not mother, right. mom, most of mom.
Your grandfather, did you know your grandparents?
Once my grandfather on my mother's side, I never knew him. He drowned before I was born.
That's right. You told me. I have that all.
Now my grandfather on my daddy's side. My daddy was the only child. I just remember him a little bit. Not that much. I was real young. I was about 4 years old when he died. 3 or 4 years old. I just remember him. I barely remember him with his tennis shoes. You know, walking in the house. I had that overalls on. Remember him like that. I never had a grandfather, you know, they're always good play with, you know, things like that.
Now, a name that a child would be known by in the family, like your name, did you have a name they would give you?
A nickname?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bozo.
Bozo, okay. Something that you would put a baby in, it would have wheels on it and a kind of a cowl over it, you know, and you'd take
a crib.
Okay, or this would, you could go out and roll the baby in a...
And what do you call them? What do you used to call it?
They had a big wheels and a little wheels on it.
I know what you're talking about. We used to call them crib.
Would you put the baby in the carriage and go out and...
They didn't have much of that, putting babies in the carriage and walking around with it too much. They didn't have too much of that.
When you went to a dance or something like that with the baby, did they bring the baby and sit there?
Sometimes the baby said, somebody take care of him, you know. Probably the older sister take care of the young one, when the elderly went to dance with French music, you know, accordion and mostly accordion music, was all French music, all things, none of that stuff they do today where you dance with a girl, she's in one corner of the building and you in the next one. They didn't have that. Mostly it was polka and waltzes.
Yeah.
Two step, you know, and the more time they could dance. 200 people on the dance floor never hit each other. Always going around the same way. They used to enjoy themselves. They'd party a lot. People would party. They'd party, you know, real fun. And on Saturday night, not 3 days out of the week, on Saturday night, that's when they go to dance. That's all. You never dance every night of the week. It's a week.
If a woman is about to have a baby, you'd say she's...
Yeah.
Well, they say she was...
the term in French would be, you know, enfant petit, you know.
Yeah.
It means she's going to have a baby. You know, they don't use the term labor or nothing like that. They didn't, I've never heard it in French. They'd say, va chercher tante Laurent, you know, enfant petit, and go get the woman down to this Rigo down the street and bring it there. It's time for the baby to be. But come here.
Other names, other ways of, you know, would women say anything to each other about it, one thing or the other? They'd say, well, she's...
And it's all something in French, that way you'd be pregnant.
Yeah.
And in labor, I don't know what the term would be, what labor term was used for that.
When a boy and his father had the same color hair and the same eyes and everything like that, they'd say, you sure?
Yeah, father comme son papa in French, just like his daddy.
Yeah.
That's the term they refuse. But all those terms are French time, you know. That's today, the way we speak English, and, you know, we put the verb in the right place and the noun in the pronoun, and they didn't know what that was, you know, of course. It,
or say a boy got taken, say, a lot of bad habits up like his father did, say he drank a lot or something like that.
Pareil comme son papa, just exactly like his daddy. Well, if daddy did, he did a chip off the old block, so to say, you know.
Yeah. To a naughty child, you'd say, well, you're going to get a
whipping. Uh-huh. And what they used to whip with wasn't all the time a belt. They have a fish here that we call a stingray.